It's
Thank you
obviously
for
not
calling. I'm
like
more. This
Amy.
is Mindy. How may I help you?
Yeah. Yo, bro, you got the background music off. Hey, Mindy, did you say it was Mindy?
Yes, that's correct.
Is the other woman on the phone? No, she totally hung up. Like she's. Anyways, you guys took some money out of our account for some. I don't know, what was it, insurance? Turns out we have insurance, and you had proof of it at the time, whatever. Called, and I spoke with, I guess, this department originally. They said I needed to speak with the insurance department because my question was, how was the refund? Because you guys, instead of giving us the money back, said you applied it to the balance of the loan. My question was, well, how did you apply it to the balance? Did you apply it to the balance of the principal, or did you apply it to the interest due? And she said something about, well, I wouldn't know that, so I have to transfer over to the insurance side. And then I got talking to her, and then she proceeded to tell us we have a zero interest loan, which is definitely news to me, which would be exciting, but I don't think that's the case.
Oh, no, it is.
She couldn't tell us how.
It's not an interest-bearing loan. What it is you pay a finance charge for that's basically the cost of taking the loan out. So it's not gaining any interest, but there's a set amount of a certain percentage that you had to pay us for the loan, and it's added into your actual loan amount and spread across your term, 48-month term.
48 months.
Right. You have a 48. Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't got your account pulled up yet, Lordy. I'm sorry about that. I was in the last account. I'm so sorry. Do you have your customer ID number available?
We bought the piece of equipment for 130 grand. So if we paid it off tomorrow, it'd be 130 grand, right?
I need to get your account pulled up. Do you have your customer ID number available?
638239.
And I'm sorry about that again. All right, and who is this I'm speaking with, please?
This is William. Me and David, he's on the line, too.
Okay. All right, I see y'all both on here. All right, can you please verify the address for me? Well, never mind, you don't have to, because we've already verified you today. All right, you don't have to re-verify. I've got you in here. Give me just a moment here. I can get you over to customer care to see exactly how that works. I know that they use a particular formula. Like I said, it's a certain percentage is your finance charge, a certain percentage is your loan amount broke down into,
but it's like, the finance charge built into the monthly payment. Is that what that's kind
it
of,
is.
It sounds like it is.
Each month when you make a payment,
but
a percentage goes to both.
Yeah, but say we wanted to pay it off early, there'd be no penalty to pay it off early, correct?
It all depends on your contract and what the agreement is on it. Some accounts are different than others. It just depends on the plan, I guess. I'm not sure. I'm actually not even. I would need to transfer you still to customer care. They can explain it better to you than I can.
Here, I thought she transferred us there.
I'm sorry?
I thought you were customer care.
No,
sir. I thought you were customer care. That's when she said she was transferred. Who are you then?
I'm a customer service agent.
Customer care, customer service. Am I seeing some difference there, maybe, or?
I have just a little bit less access than they do. Basically, that's the only difference.
I don't know. I'm tired of waiting. You guys have literally transferred us like a bunch of times, and you all given us the same answer.
Okay. Give me just a moment. I'm going to just read through. All right.
Hey,
so I see where you requested.
Can you get the last girl I was speaking with on the phone and I can ask her why she didn't send us to the right department?
Well, more than likely what happened is she did, and it may have rung so many times that it reverted back to us if they were busy. That way you talk to somebody. I know that's not helping you at all, but that happens sometimes. If we can't get the right department, it'll just ring a different apartment sometimes.
Maybe.
Now, I see where you did request a payment history report. And so that is going to give you a breakdown of your payments for the last year. And it's going to also tell you how much of each payment went towards your finance charge and how much of your payment actually went towards your loan.
Yeah.
It will break it down pretty good for you. Now, as far as your as far as the refund that you received, that knowing how much of that went towards each one, I'm not sure. I would think they would use the same formula that they do with your monthly payment. I would think that the same percentage went toward your finance charge and as goes towards your finance charge with your monthly payment. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, can you find, I need to know the payoff for it. Can you give me the payoff amount?
I can give you the general balance on it. It's not going to be an exact amount, but it'll be an kind of like an estimated amount. To get a payoff, like if you did want to pay it off tomorrow, we would have to do like a 10-day payoff. And what that is
yeah,
that will give you an exact amount of what's due on the account.
Yeah, well, why don't you get that for me?
You want to do the 10-day payoff letter?
Well, I just want to know what it is. You can't tell me.
Well, the amount that I gave you is the general balance. It's an estimated amount. So the 10-day payoff would give you an exact amount, which would differ just slightly. It would only slightly differ from the general balance that I just gave you.
Yeah. What's the general balance?
The general balance, I guess I didn't give it to you, did I? Is $180,222.59. Do
you
have
to handle that, brother?
I don't. Well, I'm not sure. If we paid it off tomorrow, why would we be paying $180,000?
If there's no penalty.
I'm not sure with your particular contract whether there's a penalty or not. That'd be another question that customer care could answer. I'm sorry. I don't want to give you false information. Is the only thing. I could guess all day long, but I don't want to tell you wrong.
Why don't we get customer care on the line?
We can do that. Give me just a moment, and let me make a note, and then I'll get you over there. I'm going to place you on a brief hold for just a second, okay?
Yeah.
Does it even make